Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our sermon this morning is one word, but a very important word. The title is righteous. Based on the gospel reading just read for you, finding our theme in verse 9, which reads, Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous, but treated others with contempt. I encourage you to open up your bulletin, find your blue insert, and follow along with the sermon as we consider our theme, righteous. There's a story told many years ago about a man who lived way up in the hills. I guess you could call him a hillbilly if you want. He lived in a cabin all by himself, way up on a mountain, and one day he decided he was going to come into the big city to check things out. And as he was walking down the mountain road, a friend saw him carrying his Bible, and his friend said, Elias, where are you going? Elias said, well, I'm going to walk to the big city, 2 days' walk from here. I hear tell there's a lot of free-running liquor, a lot of gambling, and a lot of them naughty shows. Well, the friend looked him over and said, but Elias, why are you carrying your Bible? And Elias said, well, if it's as good as they say it is, I figure I'll stay over until Sunday. Now, we may smile or laugh or even shake our head at this story. Yet, when we meet spiritual phonies, or when we meet people who are self-righteous and full of themselves, it's often not funny. This is especially so when the spiritual phony or the self-righteous person we see is that face that looks back at us in the morning mirror. Today's gospel reading says that Jesus told a parable to some folks who thought themselves to be righteous but looked at others with contempt. That is to say, these people were self-righteous and they treated others like dirt. The issue of today's sermon is the issue of righteousness. How does a person get right with God and then live a life that shows that righteousness for others? How do I get right with God? Look at your sermon outline. There are only two options of how I get right with God. Don showed us in the children's sermon. Do I stack up my own blocks and say, like little Jack Horner in the corner, what a good little boy am I? And if you pat yourself on the head too often, this is what you get. There are only two ways I get right with God. Depending upon myself or throwing myself on God's mercy. In order to show us these two options, Jesus today tells us a parable to tell us which option is the correct one. In this parable, the two options are demonstrated by two men who went into the temple to pray. Verse 10 says, two men went up into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. It was the regular hour for prayer in the temple. This was a daily event. Jewish men went into the court of the men, the outside court of the temple, to do their daily prayers. And in this parable, Jesus gives us a picture, a snapshot of the two extremes of Judaism in his day. The Pharisee on one end of the spectrum and the tax collector on the other end. Now, the Pharisee declares that he can be righteous on his own. I can do it myself, could be the Pharisee's theme. He's a picture of full-blown self-righteousness. Listen to the verses 11 and 12. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tithe of everything I have. How many I's did you hear in this prayer? Five I's. I. Boy, oh boy, this man was full of himself. Now, it sounds like a prayer to God because it begins, God, I thank you. But in this so-called prayer, God's name is mentioned once and I is spoken five separate times. And likely the Pharisee stood up in the middle of the assembly in full view, making sure everybody was paying attention to him, raised up his hands in that posture of prayer. But what he did was not so much to pray, but to brag about himself, drawing attention to himself, and especially putting down and making fun of others, especially that tax collector. The bottom line was this. This man was measuring his righteousness with the wrong standards. He was building up the building blocks as John showed us. He was measuring his righteousness on the standards of man's outward appearances and not on the only standard, God's Word. Now, here's where we quit preaching and start meddling. Can we fall into that same trap today? Yes, we can, and yes, we do. The comparison game we play may sound like this. Well, I thank God at least I'm not as bad as Joe. Or at least I go to church more than Mary. Or, gee, God has to be a lot happier with my family than the Jones family. You know what shape they're in. The Pharisee was a religious leader of his day. And he was comparing himself with the man on the bottom rung of the Jewish society, the tax collector. But who is it for you and me? With whom are you tempted to compare yourself to make yourself feel more righteous? Well, the Pharisee not only had a list of I do's, he had a big list of I don'ts. He really enjoyed the self-righteous game. I don't do this, I don't do this, I don't do this. And anybody who knows me here well knows the saying that's going to come out of my mouth again, the saying that appeared on a big banner in the cafeteria of our seminary, the saying which was meant to be a sarcastic reminder of the kind of attitude we future pastors were not to have in self-righteousness. And this saying went like this. We don't smoke, and we don't chew, and we don't go with girls who do. Well, the second man in this parable is a tax collector. Let me tell you about tax collectors. Before Revenue Canada took a breath of air, there were these tax collectors. They were Jewish men who worked for the enemy Roman occupation government. They were considered to be traitors by their fellow man. Oh, and it didn't hurt that they also seemed to pocket more share of the taxes than they really ever turned in. These guys had money, but they had no friends. It's this kind of man spoken of in verse 13 where the text says, but the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. If the theme of the Pharisee's life was, look at me, I can do it. The theme of the tax collector's life was, I cannot, but God must surely do it. He was the complete opposite of the Pharisee. He also stood to pray, but probably way off in a corner so no one would notice him. And it says he didn't even lift his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast. And these are the exact words he said in the original text, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Now, I know in our English translation of the Scripture, it says, God be merciful to me, a sinner. But the original language is, he said, God be merciful to me, the sinner. He knew his sin was great. He was not comparing himself with anybody else. As far as he was concerned, he was the sinner. He knew what others thought of him and what he did. He knew he had no excuse. He was not playing the religious games of the Pharisee. He came to God honestly, asking for help. Oh my goodness. Here's where we stop preaching. And what are we going to start doing now? Start meddling again. Today, it's time for each of us in this church to quit playing our religious Sunday morning games. It's time with the tax collector to face God honestly and to admit who we are and what we've done. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We need to admit our need. There's a large city in the USA that has an elevated train. It's called there in the city of Chicago an L. It's an older version of our local SkyTrain. But this older train had a conductor whose voice would come over the speaker. One of the stops this train made was near a very large cemetery called Calvary Cemetery. The train never stopped there except by request. When a rider pulled the cord above their seat where they were stationed. Now, just after leaving the nearest station, the conductor would come on the speaker and say these words. Next stop is Calvary. Next stop is Calvary. This train only stops at your request. Anyone for Calvary today? Anyone for Calvary? This can be seen as a parable of our train of life. At all the other stations in life, our train automatically stops. Market Street, School Street, Sports Avenue, Broadway Avenue, Home Street, and the Church Avenue. But to stop at Calvary, to stop at Calvary means a choice. It means a realization of a need. Making that stop means we realize that we are sinners in need of a Savior. A Savior who on the cross of Calvary gave His life. Gave His life to pay for our sins. Today, each of us needs to stop the train of our life. At Calvary. Anyone for Calvary? It's time to confess that we are sinners and we are in need of God's forgiveness. It's time for us to say honestly those words of that tax collector in the temple, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Now, the tax collector answers the question of today's sermon. How do I get right with God? Now, we, like the Pharisee, can try to do it on our own. We, like the Pharisee, can stack up our building blocks before it crumples into a mess. Or we can take to heart the words of Holy Scripture that says very clear things like this. Isaiah 64:6. Listen to this one. All of us have become like one who is unclean. All of our righteous deeds are like filthy rags. Or Psalm 49:7 and following. No one can redeem his own life or give God ransom for it. The ransom for life is costly, and no payment of man is ever enough. We cannot make ourselves righteous. But God can. And God has. Psalm 53, verse 4 and 7 says this, "Surely He took up our infirmities. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was laid upon Him. We all like sheep have gone astray, but the Lord has laid upon Him the sin of us all." Of whom is the psalmist speaking? The answer is given in that most beautiful of all Bible passages from the third chapter of John. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son." Jesus, God's Son, is the one whose cross and resurrection from the grave forgives our sins and makes us righteous before God. He, Jesus, who is co-equal with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, gave up His rights in heaven to be born on earth, a man like you and me, to take upon Himself our sin, to die our death, to exchange our unrighteousness for His righteousness. This great exchange reminds me of a story told in the 1959 book entitled Black Like Me. This brings us to the end of our sermon. In this 1959 book, an author by the name of John Howard Griffin tells the amazing story of how he changed himself from being a white man into a black man in the deep south of the USA in the late 1950s. This was a time of horrible racial prejudice and suffering. Griffin had a compassion in a heart for the black man. And he wanted to understand what he had to endure during those horrible days. So Griffin darkened his own skin with oral medication, with skin lamp treatments, and with skin stains. Then he walked through the streets of the Deep South of the United States. His story is incredible. You should read this book, Black Like Me. He was treated like less than a human being. There were buses he could not ride, washrooms he could not use, drinking fountains he couldn't drink from, stores that would not sell him food to eat. He was beaten. He was jailed. He was almost killed. He was almost hung from a tree. Why? All because he was black. All because he became just like the people he so dearly loved. My friends, we have a Lord and Savior like that. His name is Jesus. He gave up all of His heavenly rights and became a human being just like us. He took upon Himself the blackness of our sin and our rebellion. He took all the abuse due to us because of our sin and the devil and our death. He laid down His perfect life for our sinful lives. He took upon Himself all of our unrighteousness. And what did He give us in exchange? His righteousness. My friends, let me ask you a question. I hope by now you've got the right answer. Are you righteous? Yes, you are. Only and always because of Jesus Christ, your Lord. Any person today who joins the tax collector in that temple and honestly declares, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner," is made right with God through their faith in Jesus Christ. To you who today confess both your sin and your Savior, Jesus says to you, those words he first spoke about that tax collector, and listen carefully to these words. These are the words he speaks to you today. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself shall be exalted. May you today, with the tax collector, place yourselves into the hands of our merciful God, and may you know in Jesus Christ your Lord, you are righteous. In the name of Jesus. Amen.